What does? What did you say before this? what was talking? Huh? About what?
The
ah. Yes, that's right. yeah, I've forgotten now. The connection I've forgotten now. So I just finished this one, okay? This wasn't a planned subject, but it always happens like that. So there's an obstacle. There's an obstacle. So anyway, just to give with Kama Rama Hameda Jumasa, which is obviously the first is a look at the cultural financial lifestyle. So this one is a, you see, the very first thing, you know, the meaning lifestyle. So that is a the one most important subject, you know. Yeah, what I was saying before. So by understanding this, so by having this, you see, all this ultimate wisdom, this, the knowing the ultimate nature of the I guess, you see, then this wisdom is the one that we can, this one, but you see, by developing this, then, see, cut the root of all these sufferings, you know, what causes, what makes us to reinvent it. from where this, you know, the reincarnating samsara, you see, being under the control of karma delusion. So, you see, from where this comes. From where the delusion comes, from where the karma comes, from where this, you see, without choice, reincarnating, the rebirth, sudden rebirth comes. So, you see, so that's the ignorance. Ignorance, you see. Not knowing what is I, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I guess, as such as the ultimate nature of the mind, these things. So, from this ignorance. So the realization of this ultimate wisdom. So then, this is the one that sees this root ignorance. So that means this is the one which cuts all other delusions, anger, attachment, you know, all the delusions, ignorance, then karma, you know, all those suffering, rebirth, all these things, and death. So oceans of sufferings of human beings, oceans of sufferings of then there's all the gods, suras, asuras, hell beings, hungry animals, you know, cease completely. Then you have the ultimate happiness, the soulless state. impossible. Once you achieve this cessation, the liberation, total liberation, the impossible to experience suffering again, because there's no cause. Impossible to experience suffering again, because there's no cause. You know, the delusion karma, and because there's no cause of delusion, the cause of delusion, cause of, you see, the ignorance and attachment, you see, the three persons of mind rise from root, this ignorance, unknowing mind. not knowing the meaning of selflessness. ultimate nature of the I and I get to see. once that ignorance ceased, including the cause, this is the imprint, the seed, that which is on the mental continuum, once that ceased, then impossible to rise. The root of samsara, the ignorance. Once the cause of ignorance, the seed, the imprint is removed by the remedy path. But the direct one, the actual one, is the wisdom realized emptiness. By doing that, you achieve directly perceive emptiness. So that is what directly ceases the seed of delusion, which is natural imprint. the nature of the mind, ultimate nature of the mind that is free from all these sufferings and the defilements, include this root of delusion, the ignorance, the seed removed completely. by the remit path. So then that ultimate nature of the mind, so that's nirvana, soulless death. by developing this wisdom, realize emptiness, then we able to achieve that. not only that, then you see your own liberation with your own experience, the path. Then you are able to liberate others. You are able to guide others. Able to give wisdom eye to others. Liberate others from all the oceans of sufferings. Human beings, all the problems of human beings, and as well as the devas, surasuras, the hell angels, animals. So you are liberated. Numberless of other sentient beings. Others who are numberless, you are able to liberate each of them from all those oceans of sufferings by ceasing the cause of the suffering, karma, delusion, and then seeing the eradicating the ignorance which is within them by causing them, by showing them path, by revealing the truth, the wisdom directly perceive emptiness. by causing them to generate this, by revealing the teaching on emptiness, the Buddha's teachings, professional wisdom, see, like that. So, as a Buddha himself explained, that the way I liberate a sentient being is not by, is not by washing the cause of the suffering, see, by water. by taking the cause of suffering with hand, like thorn went inside the flesh, as you take out with the hand, not in that way, and not by transplantation. You see, the Buddha's realization transplanted into us sentiments. I see within us, also not that way. In a transplant, Buddha's realization. Within the sentient being, and Buddha doesn't transplant somebody's heart, monkey's brain into human being, or the monk, somebody's heart into other person's body, not that way. But only by revealing the truth. So that is this, showing the ultimate nature of the showing the meaning of emptiness, the meaning of separateness. So it is said in the teachings, Tunnan Dibachi Mitushin, the mighty ones, Miss Buddha, do not wash the nidkama, see, nidkama or cause of suffering. See, with water, Tunnan Dibachi Mitushin, Doe Duma Chagi Misela. Then Buddha do not eliminate suffering of sin with the hand. Not his own transplanting his own realization in others. By revealing the ultimate nature, the sentiments get liberated. So that I just finished this one. So here, this aggregates association body mind is not I. Okay, this association body mind is not I, not self, not I, and even the body is not I, mind is not I, nor all the five forms. Even more, go more details. Form, sound, smell, the feeling, cognition, compound, I guess, consciousness, the end of them, not I, even the collections of the five, not I, not I, the self. I exist nowhere on this, I guess, okay? So that's one thing. I exist nowhere on this, I guess. Nowhere on this, I guess, you can find I. So just think that. So that does not mean that there's no I. Okay? So first make sure. And from five aggregates, any of them are not I, even the collection of all the five, not I. The I, the self, exists nowhere. Exists nowhere on this I, on this aggregates, okay? First make that clear. Now that doesn't mean, you see, that there's no I. I, you see, I who does the action of walking, sitting, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing so, or the creating cause of happiness, you see, a cause of happiness, cause of suffering. doesn't mean, you see, that I which does, which experiences this, which does all this activity, that, you see, it doesn't mean that this I doesn't exist. Doesn't mean that there's no I which does all these activities, or which brings happiness, suffering. Okay? It doesn't mean that. there's an I doing all these activities, experience happiness, suffering, all this. That which is mediated by mind. Not saying on this, I guess, but this I exists, which does experience happiness and suffering, which does all these activities. that which is merely impacted by mind. Now next, aggregates. The aggregates. The general aggregates, the form, feeling, cognition, compound aggregates, conscience, all these, any of these are not aggregates. Even the collections of all these five is not the aggregates. That is the basis to be labeled aggregates. That is the base to be labeled aggregates. So aggregates, is a label, and collections of five is a basis, is a base. Two different phenomena. It's not one phenomena, it's two different phenomena. So therefore this, the general aggregates, that is not any of those, from the five, not any of those, even the collection is five. Not of them, okay? Nor any of those, nor neither any of those, nor even the collection of five. The general aggregates, okay? So general aggregates exist nowhere on this. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It exists, I guess, say, can't find there, but I guess it doesn't mean, I guess, it doesn't exist. It exists. What is this? What is the media impacted by mind? but not there. Now, now the form, the body. The general body, collections of the five limbs, the four limbs and the head, of these parts, collections of these parts. Collections of all these parts. Form of the body is neither any of the limbs, neither head nor arms or legs, any of the limbs, main part of the body, see, none of them. Nor it exists, neither nor the collections of all the parts, nor that. This form, this body, exists nowhere on this. Can't find. Doesn't mean this form, this body doesn't exist. What is immediately impacted by mind, but not there. Now the head, I will analyze this part. Of the head. The parts of the head, the parts of the head, brains, all the different parts, pieces, none of it is a head. Even the collections of the pieces, not head. collections of the parts is the base to be labeled head. Head is labeled, that's the base. Two different phenomena. So the head cannot find on the parts of the head, on the pieces, collections of all the pieces, you can find the neither pieces nor all the collections, okay? But that doesn't mean that there's no head. There is a head. What is it? What is the meaning of the mind? But it's not there. But it is not there on that base. Now same. So same analysis goes down to the atom of the head. Goes down to the atom. Finer and finer and finer. Goes down to the atom. Exactly the same, everything not on the pieces and collections of the pieces, whatever you call brain or this and that, so cannot find one there. So the same, down to the atom is same. So according to Pasangika school, Madhyamika school, the Pasangika school, the atoms are particles. Atoms are particles. So atom is the atom is the label, and particles, collections of particles are the base. So two different phenomena. So again, here cannot find that those particles, the collections, is not atom. It's a base to be labeled atom. Now same, those particles also. So same reasoning goes. Particles of atom, particles of atom has also particles of atom, so that. so like that, nothing exists, so therefore nothing, so everything is merely emitted by mind. Nothing from the head, you see. From the head down to the atoms, particle atom, nothing exists. Nothing exists from the outside. From the head, from the form, body, the head, everything, including atoms, particles, atoms, everything are empty. Of existing from the outside. Existing mere name, merely limited by mind. So now exactly the same. All the limbs, arms, legs. So same analysis. So goes down to the atom. There's arms. So the parts of the arms, there's a not arm, collections of all the parts is not arm, there's a basis to be labeled arm. So you cannot find arm on the parts, on the collections of the parts, you cannot find arm. But that doesn't mean arm doesn't exist, arm exists, being limited by mind. So then, down to the particles of the arms, and atoms of the arms, particles of the arms, or then. So all reality, everything merely imputed by mind. So therefore nothing exists, including the atoms, particular atoms, nothing exists from the other side. Now same legs, parts of the legs, not leg, collections of parts of the legs, is not, that's the basis to be labeled a leg. So parts of the legs, not leg, collections of the legs, parts of the leg is not a leg. You can't find a leg there on that base. That is, my leg doesn't exist. What is merely imputed by mind. but you can't find there on that base. So down to the atoms of the leg, particularly atoms, all same. Everything, what there are, is what is merely imputed by mind. So nothing exists from there inside. Including the atoms, particular atoms, all that. Nothing exists from the outside. Everything is totally empty. So the main part of the body is also same. like those other examples, same. So it goes down, down to the atoms, particular atoms, so everything. exist in my name, merely imputed by mind, so there will not exist from the outside. Even the, including atoms, even the particles of atoms, nothing exists from the outside. As the I itself, you can't find I on this aggregates. But it exists, and what is merely imputed by mind. What is merely imputed by mind? So therefore, same. All the rest down to the, all the rest of the body down to the particular, down to atoms, particular atoms, same exactly like the eye. all are merely imputed by mind, and they're all empty. Now, same thing, consciousness. Consciousness. Continue the consciousness of this life, continue the consciousness from life to life, and then this life, then today, 24 hours consciousness. There's 1 hour consciousness, 1 minute consciousness, there's 1 minute consciousness, 1 second consciousness. Then the split seconds consciousness. Again, same. So all these 24 hours, the 24 hours, that the base to be labeled, so 1 day consciousness. So same, each hour consciousness is not to the consciousness. The collections of all that is also not that. That's the basis to be labeled to the, today's consciousness. The one day consciousness. Sort of that. So it. that's the base collections of those hours, 24 hours, are the base, and then 1 day consciousness is the label. Too difficult. No? So what is that? So what is merely imputed by mind? So like that. So like that goes down. down to the second minute consciousness, the second consciousness, then the split second consciousness. So all these are merely imputed by mind, including split second consciousness. So So therefore, all these conscience do not exist from society, including second conscience, split second conscience, all those do not exist from their own side. They're all totally empty. So we'll just think that. So nothing is there except what is mediated by mind. From the eye down to the particles of the atoms, particular split seconds of consciousness, all that. There's nothing there except what is mediated by mind. So this is the reality. This is the reality. But but now next. The next, this is the reality. may imputation say, imputed by the mind. This is the reality. But after the may imputation, it appeared back all these from the eye aggregates down to the atoms, particularly as far as mind, then second. A second of consciousness, all that, all appeared back, came from the mind, mediated by mind, but empty of existence from that, but all appeared back, after the mere imitation, all appeared back to your mind, a real one, exists in the sense existing from its own side. Totally different world. You see, yourself, totally another world, another self. You see, the inherently independent self. So everything down to the atoms, particular atoms, seconds of consciousness, split seconds of consciousness, so everything inherently is independent one. So everything appeared back, real one. totally opposite to reality. Totally opposite to reality. The way it exists, what is. not merely left of mind. Inherently existent, it's independent matter. Something real. So, how this happened? So. Negative imprint left on the mental continuum by ignorance. concept holding the object true existence. There's a negative imprint left on the mental continuum by the past, by the ignorance. So right after the mere imputation by the mind, right? The next second, the first mind made imputation that I guess all this down to the particular atoms, the particular atoms, second of consciousness, split second. First, the mind made imputation that next second, there's the decoration, there's the projection from the negative imprint. You know, the truly independent. This hallucination, the illusion or this hallucination, see, that is truly existent. the independent, not merely labeled by mind. The next second appeared, not merely labeled by mind. So everything. So the ignorance, the ignorance, you see, concept of holding object truly, and so, see, by living it, implanted met one, so met everything real, not merely left behind when it appeared back. So now here. So all this is hallucination. False eye, false eyes, false body, false mind. You see, false form, false feeling, false cognition, false karma, false consciousness. So down to the false atom, false, you see, particular false consciousness, false, see, down to the second of consciousness, false spirit sense consciousness. So everything, you see, hallucination. Everything false. So everything is object gakcha. Everything is gakcha. Object to be repeated. Okay. So now. So now. So then we let our mind believe. Not only this projection, true existence, you see. Not merely labeled by mind, something real. Not only the projection. on the mere imputation. Not on that. Not on that. Problem is not just on that. Then we let our mind instead of meditating. Mindfulness. Some obstacle. So, instead of being mindful that all these are, are false hallucination, object to be reputed. So this is not there. If this is there, you don't let your mind to hold on to all this is true. You don't allow the mind to believe this is true. Hold on to this, to all this true. Other practice of mindfulness. All these are false, all these objects repeated, all these hallucinations, or all this empty. That which is empty, see. So you don't allow the mind to hold this false eye as it's true. And so forth, you see. Like this. So you don't create root. You don't create root of samsara. So you don't create root of samsara. The self-grasping, the self-grasp of the person, self-grasp of the phenomena, the aggregates. So the two roots of samsara, you don't create. So So here, so this is not there, meditation is not there. You don't meditate, or no realization, that is empty. You see, that is empty. then you see the eye, I guess everything like dream, like illusion. So you see, no, it's not, this realization is not there. Because the realization of wisdom, seeing this, all this empty is not there. So you don't have realization, all this, seeing all this as ill. See, like say, like in the total transformation teaching 70, the 7-point total transformation says, Chenam Milam Tawasam. Look at the phenomena like dream. Then also look at the phenomena like dream. Examine the nature of the unborn with the mind. the mind which does meditation sub. Even that says, empty. Nyambo nyichang rang satsu. Even the remit itself naturally free from the mental fabrication of the the inherent existence. Even the meditator. So you see, free from understand by the inherent existence. Free from that. Landing or Gushing Lamasa, the essence of the path, place in the Gunshi, the state of the all base. So that's the equipoise meditation, meditation and emptiness. Look at it empty, then all this empty, then doing equipoise meditation and emptiness. One pointedly meditating emptiness. Then when you rise from that, then turn some jimmy chas in break time from the equipoise meditation. Then be the illusory person. So that's one thing. Be the illusory person. So while you're by realizing all this empty as empty, then you in the break, and even no matter how busy you are, you see yourself as an illusory person. See that not all this what appears to you something not merely the mind, something real one existing inside, but you have understanding in your heart is all this not true. So illusory person. Illusory person like you work in the dream, like when you recognize the dream, you know, while you're so busy working the dream, then you recognize that this is a dream. So like that. So there's no clinging, you know, all this hallucination, there's no holding on, this is true. So like that. So seeing yourself as an illusory person, see. So however, so So now here. So now like this. Same this house. So the house, hall, you see. So this hall, see. There's a part of the hall, collections of the parts. You cannot find the house. On these pieces, on this side wall, floor, ceiling, you can't find the house. You see, in the collections of all the parts, and there you can't find. It's not a house. Each piece is not a house. Even the collections of all is not a house. You can't find the house. this is the basis. This collection is part of the house. It's the basis to be labeled the house. So it's the basis. House is labeled two different phenomena. They're not one. They don't exist separately, but they do exist differently. So same again here. So what is the house? It's what is merely imputed by mind. And it's not that there's no house, but there's a house. But what it is merely imputed by mind. So therefore it's now from the collections of the parts of the house, from there down to the atoms of the house. A particular atoms of the house, or sand, or everything merely imputed by mind. Came from the mind, merely imputed by mind. Everything. So nothing exists from the outside. Totally empty. Everything totally empty. But all these things appeared back up to your mind, mere imputation, everything appeared back as not merely imputed by mind. Appeared back, not merely imputed by mind, as, which means something real, real, everything real exists from inside. So like this, form, sound, smell, taste, tangible, all the same. After the mere imputation, appeared back, not me level of the mind, into our hallucinant mind. Everything appeared back, not merely imputed by mind, real one existing from sight, right after the mere imputation, right after it came from mind, right after the mere imputation by the mind. So now, wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. The Arya beings, you know, the wisdom, directly perceive emptiness, cannot see. Wisdom directly perceive emptiness. what do you see is all this from the yourself, from the eye, down the particular atoms, split second consciousness, all this total. What the wisdom directly perceive emptiness see, all this totally empty. total non-existence. Total non-existence, what it sees. And what that wisdom directly perceives, see, all this, what your hallucinant mind, what one's own hallucinant mind, everything up here, all this house, that house down to the particular atoms, particular atoms, everything, everything appear to you, not me, a little mind, something real. For your hallucinant, but wisdom directly perceives emptiness, see all this total non-existent, empty. Total non-existent, empty. Same sound what you hear, form, sound, smell, taste, tangible, all the something real to our hallucinant, not merely the mind, but the wisdom directly perceives emptiness, see everything, form, the sound, smell, taste, tangible, everything totally empty. What appears something real to our hallucinant mind, not merely the mind, that we hold on to. You see, we let our mind to hold on to all this complete truth. Now, the wisdom directly perceives emptiness, see all this form, sound, smell, what appears to our hallucinant mind, not merely the mind, really, say, something real. that which believe that they're true, the wisdom, see all this total non-existent empty. Totally, I say, non-existent empty. So, the hell, when you think of hell, appears as not merely by mind, something. Truly existent, see, not merely by mind. To our mind, and we hold on to it, it is true. So now with the wisdom see, that one's total nonsense empty. So the enlightenment, when we think enlightenment, again appears to us not merely to mind, to our listening mind, real one in the sense existing from the side. And we let our mind hold on, that's true. But wisdom directly perceives, see, that is total nonsense. Sending the liberation, samsara, happiness, problem, happiness, problem, virtue, non-virtue, everything, what they say, after the meditation appeared, not merely the mind, something real, existing upon the side, then we let our mind hold on to all this true. Then the wisdom that represents this, see all this true, non-existent, empty. So now, look at the causative phenomena like star. So, so daytime you don't see star, you see the one sunrise. So like that, wisdom that will perceive emptiness, you know, do not see, the view, the gacha, the object of ignorance, object of our ignorance, you see, do not see. What you see is all this trauma, none of it's empty, okay? So, like this, look at the causative phenomena like the star, meaning that. So you meditate. First you recognize all the hallucination, all the gacha, object of repetition, all the hallucination, that was the hallucination. That which we let them, which we let our mind hold on true. First, recognize all this. Then you think the wisdom directly perceives the exalted being, or Buddhas, you see, the higher beings, Buddhas, you know, same. Wisdom directly perceives, see all this, total nonsense empty.